Greetings and welcome to Baron's Trip, our 266th show. With your host, it is I, Baron Craze, a horror historian to some of you and a complete fanatic of madness to the rest. Well, hey, I know, it's shocking, right? Two shows, 1 week, what the hell happened, right? Well, I told you, things are going to start off differently this month of September. I am still writing reviews, I'm still doing the hard times. The other shows, they are coming back online. The month of August really, really sucked in every possible way for me. Anyway, tonight's show is a special one. Every time the New Jersey Horror Con comes to town, so to speak, I do a promo show. I am pretty much one of the few people who does a promo show. I know what you're going to say. Wait a minute. Didn't you write a promo article? Yes, I did. But, as I stated in the article, things have a tendency to change. Certain guests aren't going to be there that weren't, and other things are happening. So, with that being said, I couldn't wait until right before the con goes off to release that article. That's not going to help anybody. That's not going to keep anybody informed. So what am I going to do? I only have one thing to do. Write the article early, promote the con as much as I can, and then, the day before, I do this show. Now, this year is a little different for a couple of reasons. Number one, because of what happened in August with my girl's car being totaled, I can't stay down at Atlantic City for what it normally is Thursday through Monday morning. Okay? Can't do it. Impossible. So, what am I going to do, right? Well, hey, here's something that's nice. We have two other writers for the Hard Times. Now, our creepy, crazy Kathy, or AKA 3C, she's going to try to go down there tomorrow. That's going to be her thing. Now, I know what she's going to be testing with is, you know, see how she wants to go in or not. And the reason that is because she has MS, multiple sclerosis. So she's already got, you know, her vaccine, and I think she's gonna just gauge it for herself. I'm going down tomorrow with my girl, and the rule is you gotta wear a mask. That's the rule. You need to wear a mask. You wanna wear gloves? You can wear gloves too. That's not required, but you do have to wear a mask. Okay, that's by order of everything. Now, again, there is a clause. And the clause is very simple, and I want to state it up front. The New Jersey Horror Con has issued a simple statement. They hold no responsibility for what happens to you health-wise. So basically, you're taking the risk in your own. So what does this simply mean? It is pretty simple. You wear a mask. Number one. Number two, if you want to wear gloves, wear gloves. Number three, some guests, when I say guests, I don't mean us. We're the fans, okay? The guests are the stars. Now, some of them are going to be maybe behind a plexi kind of covering, if you would. So you would slide your items underneath, they sign them, and they slide it back. Same with, I guess, how the money would get done, I suppose. I don't know if maybe the money's handed off to around that. I don't know. I don't know how the photo ops are going to happen at the tables, because this is all kind of new to us. No one really knows exactly what's going to happen. It's kind of like been figured out. Hey, here's the game plan. That's what we think is going to happen, and that's what you do. It's kind of like saying, hey, you work on an indie filmmaking job, right? And you've got your script all figured out. You got your location. But when you get there, four things have gone differently than when you had planned it. And now you got to kind of fix it on the fly, so to speak. And there you go. Now, Ryan and his team, they're great. They're going to figure it out. They're going to probably have already done maybe a test on it or something. So there you go. Now, with that being said, so you know that I'm going down Friday night. I'll probably get there about 7:30, get my passes and all that stuff, and then go on the floor and do my autographs that night. And then I kind of get a feel for a thing. Then on Saturday, I'm coming back down. I'll be there all day. I'm getting there from like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not leaving until after the award show. Figure that goes off at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And you're there for basically in like an hour. And there's some photos and things afterwards. So it's about 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'll be going home. Sunday, Vincent Memento, who usually covers, does a lot of the hard rock reviews on the Hard Times site, he's going to try to go to the con. He doesn't know, as of right now, he does do some work and does not know if he has to work. He won't find that out, and it sucks in a lot of ways. He won't know until Saturday morning. And it's like, that's how the work week he finds out. Like that, if they need him or something. So I'm like, okay. No, I may then go back down on Sunday morning to do some, go to the panels or something. So anyway, that's all that. So there's a lot going on, right? Okay. Just a pure note, I forgot to mention at the top of the show, we started off the show, we've been doing this now, with the Gregorian Band. With the track Ava Santani, just something, you know, that we're starting the show off with. A lot of times Blog Talk Radio puts in a commercial that I don't control. I don't get any money from this commercial, so, you know, don't go, hey, he's making money. No, I'm not. And that kind of just gets played in there, depending on how that works, so that gets everybody ready for the show, so to speak. All right, let's get into some good aspects here for this, and it is great that the show is back. This particular show was supposed to go off in March of 2020. I mean, so you're already looking at a show that is past a year, right? It's a whole year overdue, and then what have we got there? And it's about, another 5 months past that? So, you know, who are we talking about? Like 17 months that we've been waiting for this show. And things have happened, things have changed, and so forth and so on. So, the rule of thumb for some people is, you know, you want to get in early. I don't know how the line spacing works. I don't know if there's social distancing in the line, so be aware of that too. Just don't crowd. Don't get on top of each other, so to speak. Just be, you know, be very chilled with everything. Also, there's something else I want to mention here. There's quite a few people who do go to the con who are handicapped. All right? So they're either in a wheelchair, they've got a cane, a walker, they may walk slower than you, they might have be blind in one eye, they may have hard time hearing, or they may just be basically having a neurological disease or something that makes them off balance a little bit. Okay, don't rush them. And that's the one thing I've always noticed at the cons. Horror fans are extremely good at understanding that this person here is handicapped, and they don't jostle them, or they don't bump them, or they don't make fun of them. It just doesn't fly very well. I mean, especially in today's culture where everybody's got to sell and everybody can film everybody else. Do you really want to go to a horror con and be that total, excuse the term, dick? Do you want to be that? You want to be that person? Great. That's a great way to make sure that, you know, hey, we'll figure out who you are. I mean, it's not that hard. We'll figure you out, and you're what? You could be banned from an event or something. So don't do it. It's just not, don't, just don't. And the reason I also bring this up is that this year, this particular con, I am a little on the temporarily disabled list, temporarily, because of different things that have happened to me over the summer. My reflexes and things are not as sharp as they've always been, so if you do see me around, don't get really, you know, obviously they're not going to be in handsies here, okay? Fist bump, sure, that'll be fine, but that's about it, okay? The Baron is slightly become the Frankenstein monster here and is being held together with barbed wire and chewing gum, it feels like, and a little good old-fashioned silver duct tape there. All right, so let's get into what's happening. First, we're going to talk about the panels for Friday night. Then we're going to get into some of the guests you should probably really see. I mean, obviously, all the guests you want to see, but you know, what would be some people wanting to see maybe a little bit more than others. So we're going to get into all that. And then finally, we're going to be talking about some of the films that are going to be there, the award show, and everything else. All right? Right, before we get to that, we just want to note that we played a little music from Death by Neon. Is an artist you can find on Bandcamp and Twitter. And that particular track, if you didn't know, and you should have, was from the movie The Fog from 1980, the John Carpenter movie. Again, you should know all this information. The particular track is known as Lighthouse. And the reason I played that one, well, you know, this event happens down in Atlantic City, lighthouses, ocean. I think you get why I kind of did that, right? All right, let's get into the panels. Let's start there. A lot of people always forget about the panels. For example, I couldn't find the information, so, hey, I asked, and then I remembered right after I did it, of course. And I was really thankful for the people for giving me the information, that it was available on Instagram. So, what do we have? These are great Q&As. They're going to be handled by, if I can remember, it is Chris Stiles. He's done them in the past. He's very good. He does turn it over to the fans to ask questions. My advice for that is try to make it something really interesting. I mean, I've been to a lot of these, and there's been some weird questions that people have asked. You're like, okay, so that's, you know, hopefully there's a lot of really great time with that. A lot of people they're hesitant to ask questions, so Chris is great at getting everything started, really kind of opening it up and getting the, not only the star to talk, but to get the crowd interaction too. So, it's really them. But they're going to be starting it off on Friday night at 7:30 p.m. with, and I know I'm going to screw up these names, so I'm going to try my best, is Miko, I don't know, it's H-U, what is that, G-H-E-S, I hope I'm getting these names right. Yeah, he's going to be on there at 7:30, then at, I think it's 8:30. We got a panel for Night of the Demons. We're going to have Amelia Kincaid and Hal Havens. So that's going to happen then. And then at 9:30, it is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, if you would, panel with Bob Elmore and Andrew. And I'm sorry, Andrew, if you're listening to this, you got an incredible last name that I do not want to butcher in any shape, way, or form. So Let me see if I can just spell this out. It is B R Y N I A R S K I. So there we go. So that's going to settle up our Friday night panels there. Now, over to the guests. Now, I will take it under this. Everybody I'm naming for this show is there all 3 days unless I state otherwise. Now, I do want to note that there is the, the price list, if you would, for the stars. A lot of them have given that the autograph price, if you would. And I think this is good. I really do. I think this that a lot of the cons are doing this now is really nice. It lets people kind of budget really well. And I think that's something that all of the fans need to do. Because, let's face it, we all want people's autographs, but we can't all afford those autographs. They're just about nearly impossible to do it that way. So that is that way. I'm just trying to get something to work here, and it's being really weird. Anyway, there we go. Okay, so let's talk about the guests. And they did get a really good crop here. So one of the big names starting us off here is, of course, Billy Zane. A lot of people kind of remember him for, obviously, Titanic. But a horror movie that he was in, and actually two, if you want to get down to it. A lot of people do remember him for Tales of the Crypt, Demon Knight. But he was also in Dead Calm, Nicole Kidman. Now, there's something. If you've got, magazine that's got Deadcom on it, or the poster, or maybe a soundtrack, that would be something cool to get him signed. Now, I will be honest. Billy Zane is a little pricey there. He is asking $50 for an autograph. So, be aware of that. If you're looking to do something where an autograph and a picture, then you're looking at about $80. So there you go. So that's a little pricey for a lot of people. So you got to think about it. Not saying not to, by no means, but you want to be aware, right? Now let's move right along. There is a Goonies reunion occurring. I have to be really honest. I've never seen Goonies. I know. I hear it. I know. I've heard it. All right, calm down. I'm sorry. I've never seen it, okay? It's not in my wheelhouse. Maybe it was on TV one time, and I passed right on by it because it doesn't get me. But other people, it's totally cool. I know we got Carrie Green is going to be there. I am not even going to try this person's name. I don't want to butcher a whole nother language. I have enough trouble with English. First name is K-E. Next part of that is an H-U-Y. And then it's last name Q-U-A-N. I don't mean if the actor is hearing me say his name that way. I am sorry, but I do not know how to say it any other way. So, just be aware of that. Now, the Goonies reunion is occurring only on Saturday. So, be aware of that. Now, again, just you're going to have to be aware of that. Now, from what I understand, it's Carrie Green who's only going to be there on Saturday. So, be aware of that. And Carrie is a $50 autograph. If you're doing a combo thing, it's like $80 for her. As for Key, I hope I'm getting his name right. His is a to be announced, or to be determined. So be aware of that. For understand, he is there all 3 days. So that'll be something for you to enjoy. Speaking of someone else that is a rarity on the circuit at times, Tom Arnold. Now, a lot of people are thinking, what? Tom Arnold? Right. Now, he had a very small part in the movie Freddy's Dead. And Tom Arnold is price range is, I believe, let's see here, $50 again. So another one that if you are collecting the autographs for the Nightmare on Elm Street kind of book or something, there's one that is a rarity that comes up. You're definitely going to want to get that one in there. Speaking of others, we have Lisa Zane. Lisa Zane has done quite a few different movies, and she also had a part in Freddy's Dead. So there goes another one that you may want to also secure. So if you're thinking about this, and that was one that would be two to be determined for her prices, so you don't really know. But let's just say that you're getting Tom Arnold and hers. You may be spending just $100 on two signatures. But depending on how big of a Nightmare on Elm Street fan you are, it might be definitely worth it. I mean, let's face it. I'll be quite honest. If Robert Englund was there, the line would be insane. And I think he charges something like $150. But, you know, he can kind of demand that price. Moving right along, of course, we got, and I don't want to say of course, because it's not really nice to say it that way, but he's almost become like a staple at the cons. Tony Moran for Halloween. So, you know, he's definitely going to be there. So, and he's done other things, of course, but I'm just hitting the highlight. Then we also want to note that John O'Hurley, it will be there. He's been on the X-Files and a couple of other more pop culture things called Family Feud and Seinfeld. And you may say, Baron, you know Family Feud? I've seen Family Feud. I've seen some of the Seinfeld episodes. I wouldn't say I know those really that well. X-Files, yes. So there you go. Then it's... we talked about Milko, M-I-K-O. You know who I'm talking about. Pet Sematary, so that's one. Also, you're going to want to note this. He was in Wes Craven's New Nightmare. So now, that's three for the Nightmare on Elm Street series, if you would. So let's just see here. Let's look him up, see how much we're talking about. Not too bad there. $30 for his autograph. So that's pretty cool there, right? Now, see, right there should be like a panel on, you know, those. But they're not all in the same movies. You have two from Freddy's Dead and the other one's from The New Nightmare. So, you know, there could be a reason. I've got Sean Patrick Flannery. So he was in something called Boondocks Saints. I don't really know what that is, but he was in Saul also, so there you go for that one. Next, just to note it up here for this segment, and then we're going to take a small musical break to play something else for everybody. We have Danielle. Oh, I'm not going to try that. B-I-S-U-T-T-I. Been in Insidious 2, or Insidious Chapter 2, being very formal, right? Must get it right. Okay. And then, of course, Curse of Chucky. That's another one there for you all to be aware of. I think we'll squeeze one more in before we go to our break. Hey, here we are. We got the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. These two people are going to be for the next two up for the panel for that. So it'll be a great way to wrap this one up. We have here, there's Andrew. I said Andrew's name earlier for the panel. So why do it again? He's going to be doing also a full in costume photo op. Of course, he was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. So you got them. And of course, there's Bob Elmore, who's going to be also in costume. Photo op. It was in Dr. Giggles. And of course, Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. All right. With that being said, we're going to take another little music break here. I don't know what's playing. Let's see. Alright, so you should have easily guessed that one. That was a Terminator 1984 with the main title. And that artist again is Death by Neon. Again, you find him through Twitter and of course also on Bandcamp. Alright, moving back into our guest rundown, if you would. One name here is Jason Lively. A lot of people may not really realize that Night of the Creeps is a really good, cheesy B-movie. It really is. And we are fortunate enough to be having kind of a small reunion of the Night of the Creeps stars here. So we got Jason Lively. And again, you know, just to kind of help you out. See here, do we have Jason? Jason Lively's is a to-be-determined amount. So, you have to be aware of that. Then we have Alan Kaiser. Again, Night of the Creeps. He was also on Mama's Family. But I would know him for Night of the Creeps. I would not know him for Mama's Family. And again, here we have him. No. I think all we know there is a combo of 25. So, I'm not too sure how that's going to work out. And then, of course, is Jill Whitlow. She's going to be doing an in-costume photo op on Saturday. I should note something here. The photo ops, you have to buy that. And those are scheduled out in different times and things. You are, I think, running really close, if not almost out of time, to schedule your photo ops. So you'll have to look that up yourselves. I don't have that information. I don't do photo ops. I just don't. I either A, can't afford it, or B, I've got about 90 things I've got to cover at the con, and I really don't have the time to just do that. That is a great thing to do, but I don't have the time squared away in the schedule to cover everything. It's very difficult to do all these things and do that too. Now, with that being said, of course, she was also in Weird Science. And her price is pretty nice there. An autograph for her is $30. It depends if what you're going to get signed, right? That's always the key. If you are fortunate enough to have an original Night of the Creeps poster, that's fantastic. This will be a great volley for you for maybe getting two to three of the names on this film. Now, if you don't, then you're most likely going to be reduced to doing a picture from their table. So be aware of that. Of course, now, I should note here, there is some pretty nifty artwork out there for Night of the Creeps. I have one that was like the base print for the artwork that was used on the Blu-ray when it came out. So that's a pretty cool piece I have in my collection. Whether I get that signed or not is a whole different matter. Because, and this is just a pure, you know, sidetrack here for a moment. It is not, like, clear. You could make out who's who on the cover, but it isn't like, whoa, I know exactly who that is. So it is like an early rendition done to it, kind of with a bit of a shadowy effect. So again, it's really cool artwork. Whether I get it signed or not is another matter, because again, you know, you got to budget out your money, and I got to figure out, you know, if I'm going to do that. If I do that, I have to be very honest, if I do that, I'm only going to get her signature, and the reason is very simple. Really, her image is the one that is the most prominent and most clear-cut in the artwork. The others, I don't think, are really well done there. They might be. I may have to check there, but I don't know. So I do know for her. Okay, moving right along, we have Amelia Kincaid for Night of the Demons. And of course, everyone knows she was in Night of the Demons 2. A great thing, if you can, if I can give you a suggestion here, if you have the Waxworks, I think it was Waxworks, it could have been somebody else also, Night of the Demons artwork on an album, definitely, you know, get that signed. Or if I may suggest, you may have a special edition movie poster from Scream Factory that you could get her to sign. Or lastly, think about this. If you were so lucky to get the figurine of her from, again, I think it was Shout Factory or Scream Factory, depending on how you look at it, and you have not taken it out of the box, get her to sign the box. Now, note, this is very important. Be very, 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 very careful. The reason I say that is because it's very hard to sign one of those things. It can get smeary real easily. So be aware of that factor. So if you got her to sign it, you might have to carry that around for a while and without putting it back in a bag, because it needs time to dry. And I don't know if it will dry on there. I really don't know. I've never sat down and tried a trick like that. So be aware of that. Now, we also have, from that same movie, who was also in Witch Trap, is Hal Havens. So, you know, there's something right there, a little bit extra for everybody to enjoy. If you've got the time, I would definitely say, hey, you're getting one, you should get the other signature. Then we have Cassie D. Oh, boy, what a name. So it's Cassie, and then I'm going to spell this. D-E-P-A-I-V-A. All right, so another one of the big guests there to announce. Now, you may be saying, Baron, aren't you going to save any of these guests for Saturday or Sunday? No, and here's the reason why. I want to give you all the information about all the guests as I can at one big shot now. This way, you can start thinking about, okay, this person's going to be there, here's this one. Baron's figuring out my schedule over there. You know, oh, he's going to talk about the film festival. He's going to talk about this and this. So my advice to you, all right, this is my pure advice to you. You want to do this, and this is really, I think this will help you the most. So take a little break here and kind of break this down. You want the key of how to do a horror convention? This is what you need to look at. You need to look at the photo, the pro photo ops that are going to happen, okay? You want to figure out when the certain star is going to be in that one. Also, if that star is going to be in costume, you've got to allow a little bit more time. You've got to factor that that person's got to get about 30 minutes to get into the costume and be set, right? So, depending on who it is, and depending on when their time is, you can then start to figure out, there's their time slot, here's what time I'm at the con, and now I want to go to this panel over here, I want to see that movie over there, and I want to have this person sign this. So you have to look at this. Now you also should note that the stars do take breaks. And that isn't to say that, hey, the show starts at, what time? I think it's 5 o'clock on Friday. They're not going to take a break exactly at 5:15, okay? Now, note that some people do get sidetracked on the way down. Something happens, something's going on, their elevators are slow, this, that, and the other thing, and maybe they don't get down there exactly at 5, okay? Maybe they get down there at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I know that's a little of a problem for people, but, you know, that's life. Things occur. I mean, some of these stars might have family members who were in Louisiana, and they're still trying to get some kind of resolve if they're okay, what's going on, and so forth. So just be aware of that. That use that photo op information to kind of plan a little bit, giving you a little bit of an outline of how your day should flow through. Because here's the thing. You go, okay, the stars are there for 3 days. You know they're going to hit the floor at some time. Here's the kicker, though. And this is the part that gets a lot of people messed up. Is they have panels. If that person is on one of the panels, note that. If that person is doing a photo op, you note that. Because you have 3 days. And Sunday is the liquid day. Now, I know what you're saying. Liquid day? What are you talking about? I want you to think of this in a real simple form. On Friday, we have a little drip occurring. It's just really slow, no problems. Saturday comes along, starts speeding up a little bit. You know, it's getting a little bit faster, not a big concern yet. By the end of the day, it's, you know, saying about 4 o'clock, it's dripping a little bit faster. Now it's kind of a steady. And come Sunday, it's a little bit faster. By 1 o'clock on Sunday, that thing is, it's all the way over. It's filling up. There are vendors getting ready to check out. They're bugging out. They've already probably checked out of the rooms. Their gear is on the floor. I mean, it's just going to become liquid really fast. Your day just flies at that point. And that's all you've got. For somebody like me, a press person, we know it down to a science, right? We know how our Fridays are going to work. We know our Saturday is our long day. People like me will, seriously, we will have our gear fest bag, okay? Like 2 bottles of water in there. We're going to have a snack or something in the bag. We've got our camera. We've got our batteries. We've got our mic. We've got that set up. Everything has been figured out a day in advance. We've got our notepad. We got a pen. I mean, we got everything going on. We even got our backup chargers, right? Wherever we can, if we get a small break, we're going to look for an outlet someplace. Got to see if we can get a charge off of something somewhere. It's going to happen. It just is. So again, why do I give this information right here? Because I want you to be aware. I want you to maximize your very valuable and limited time. That's what this is. It is a countdown. And it has a final bell. Sunday, 5 p.m., it ends. That's it. The Monster Roars of Life at 5 p.m. Friday. Okay? That's when it happens. That's what you got. All right. Let's get you another guest before we take another music break there. I know you're saying, man, you're taking musical breaks. Yes, because I want to break up the show a little bit, give you a little more into it, right? All right. So we have Noah Gallagher. Hathaway. I guess it's Hathaway. Hathaway? Maybe that's how it's supposed to be said. Sorry, Noah. Didn't mean to screw it all up. He starred in The Neverending Story. Don't get mad. I never saw the movie. He was also, I guess, Battlestar Galactica. I'm going to maybe go out on a limb and figure that was the newer version. I don't know. Not much I saw of Battlestar Galactica. I think there were Cylons in that one. I'm not too sure. He was also in the horror movie Troll, which, oh boy, Troll. Yeah. Well, it wasn't Troll 2. Wow. So there you go. Okay, and let's just do one more there for you all before we just close this one out. This is Paul T. Period Taylor. He was in Sin City and Hellraiser Judgment. All right, we're going to take another music break here. And instead of seeing, and how are you going to see this? You're going to listen for the next one so you can figure out what movie it goes to. Alright, so it was pretty easy to figure that one out. It was Halloween, 1978, and the track was called The Shape. Now you may say, well, Baron, why'd you play that one? Well, it's pretty simple. I have no music to play for the next film that I'm going to discuss here. And when I say the film, I do mean the actors, the director, and cast and crew, and so much, right? It is Terrifier and Terrifier 2. But pretty much, we got David Howard Thornton. He is Art the Clown. He's going to be doing in an in-costume photo op, so be aware of that. I've met him. He's really a great guy. So definitely, if you get a chance, you definitely want to meet the people for Terrifier. Now, as for what to get signed, that is a little difficult because there's not a lot of things of prints out there to get signed. There are a few. You should have gotten yours through Terror Threads. That would have been the best maneuver you had. Now, if you're like me, you have the Terrifier album. Now, I have gotten David to sign the Terrifier album. And then there's Damien Leone, the director and writer, even the special effects and probably a slew of other titles for Terrifier and Terrifier 2. Then also making a very rare appearance at a HorrorCon, because she's always so busy, is Catherine. I'm really not sure how to say the last name. I'm just going to spell it, and let's be safe there. Is C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N. She was in Terrifier, obviously, the big thing here. But she was also in Return to Nuke'em High. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting her once at the Bizarre AC back in December, I believe it was. I'm trying to think here. Was it December? No. It was actually in 2014. I'm not too sure what month that would have been, but it was in 2014 that I met her at the Bizarre AC. Very nice, a lot of fun. So if you can, I definitely would recommend getting her signature, because she doesn't come out on the road a lot, and she's really moderately priced. I have to admit this. Her autograph would cost you like $30. Now, speaking of that, also for Terrifier, we got Samantha. Wow, what a name. S-C-A-F-F-I-D-I. She's going to be there all 3 days. And let's see if we can find her her price for you all. It's another $30. Not too bad. Again, I'd have to say that if you're going to see Catherine, and you might as well don't see Samantha. Of course, you're seeing also David and Damien. You know, you should just make it a whole big package, right? Now, here's the thing for you. If you're like me, you got the album signed by both Damien and David, you're pretty much committing yourself. Then you then have to get Catherine and Samantha to sign it also, right? So you're pretty much saying, okay, Baron's probably going to get them to sign it, so you're looking at a $60 kind of payment. But wait, there's a few others. We have some people from the Terrifier crew. We have Jason and Michael. I'll just spell this out. L-E-A-V-Y. And then it's, whoa, Steven Della Sala. They're going to be there all 3 days. Now, here's the thing that, you know, I'm looking this up for you all, okay? Because, you know, that's what I do, right? And I'm looking here and I'm going, okay, so it looks like the Terrifier crew is labeled here with a combo $20. So I don't know whether that means they're willing to do autographs, or they're just willing to do a photo, or they're willing to do it all. I don't know. But what's really nice here, though, is Terrifier crew. So they're all together. I think maybe it's just a pleasure for them to be invited to one of these things, to be there. I'm hoping that is. I mean, look, if they're willing to sign and do everything else there, right, for $20, okay, for all three of them, I mean, you're pretty much saying, okay, so for that kind of thing, you're looking at maybe, if you're getting all the signatures, right, maybe $100, and maybe a little bit more, because, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, looking through here pretty quick for everybody. Okay, yeah, if you did the Damien David, right, they're going to give you at $60, plus Catherine, that's then $90. Throw in, I think I just said it was Samantha for another 30. Was that 120 plus that? Yeah, you're okay. It's $150 for everybody at Terrifier. People like me who have already gotten two of the signatures, we're only looking for probably an investment of $80. Not too bad, right? So definitely want to go that way for them. Speaking of them, and I will mention this right now, if I can find the right window, here we go. If you're a really big Terrifier fan, then you're definitely going to check out the panel on Sunday. This is going to be the big draw for Sunday. Again, Sunday's a big, you know, kind of spiraling down day, if you would. So you're definitely going to want to, you know, go to Terrifier cast on Sunday at 11 a.m. Stick around for the Terrifier crew at 12. And if you're so inclined, also just to throw it out there, and I will get to Saturday panels, don't worry. But on the Sunday, if you're so interested, you got Billy and Lisa Zane. They're going off at 1 to 1:45. So theirs is a little bit shorter, about 45 minutes, and then that's it on the panels. And then I can tell you when we do our Sunday there, what you should do after that. So that'll give you all that information. Okay, who else haven't I mentioned that you might want to meet, right? Well, there is Keith Coogan. And then we, who was in, Adventures Babysitting or something like Adventures of the Babysitting. I'm not too sure. Never saw it. And Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Once again, sorry, I've not seen that movie. Then is Joanna Cassidy. She was in, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I think Tommy Knockers and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. So kind of another little mini reunion there. For those who are into wrestling and different things, we got Hacksaw Jim Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N. I'm sorry if I didn't get that one right at all. Robert Mukes is also going to be there. House of a Thousand Corpses. Now his, if I am not mistaken, see here, let's find him on the list. I'm looking, trying to help you guys out here as much. He's $60. So that's, whew, that's kind of up there. So definitely be aware of that. If that's one of those that you're really looking forward to, there you go. Now we're talking. Here we go. The two big draws that I really believe will be here for everybody is first going to be Susan Backlinie. It's back, you know, the word back, and it's L-I-N-I-E. She's the first victim in the Jaws movie. So Jaws from 1975. She's the first victim. So you got a couple options here, right? What could you get signed? Well, if you've got the 4K movie, definitely get that signed. If you have the LP that I think came out from Mondo, you can get that signed. If you're fortunate enough to own a rare copy of either an insert, a half sheet, a still, which a still you would want to have her in that, or a puzzle, what else? Or the movie poster. With the movie poster going for like $300 on average, getting her to sign that would probably bump it up to a $600 item. It'd be really like a big one that you guys could get. Now, speaking of the other big draw, it is she doesn't come out on the road a lot. And so this is going to be a huge draw, I think. It's Camila Keaton from I Spit on Your Grave. So yes, this is definitely going to be one that you want to meet with her. Not really a bad price, $40. Susan, the one we just mentioned, was $25. That's not really bad prices on either one. You have to be honest. That is really reasonable. Myself, when I go on Friday night, if you're looking for me, I'm going to give you a hint right now. I will be wearing a T-shirt that says, I Spit on Your Grave. That's right. I have a T-shirt. And I've got something really cool for her to sign, too. So that was going to be really neat too. But yeah, as soon as I saw her name down, all the way back in February of 2020, I was like, yes, I've got to meet her. That's it, done. So I have been waiting basically like 18 months. And every time I saw that the date got changed, I kept saying, please, please, please be there. Because, you know, it's one of those rarities. You know, when you get someone, it's a rarity. You know, bang, you want to meet them. Definitely. So, yes, I would definitely say you should, even if you just want to go by and say hi or something, maybe. And there's a couple people I know that are going to be like, oh, God, that movie? You know, I found that movie to be this or that. I said, look, that movie is one of those exploitation movies, a classic, if you would. Anyway, you're definitely going to want to meet her. You know, I have to be a little honest. I was really, I'm looking through here, right? I'm trying to see. I don't see her doing a Q&A panel. That is like, what? Oh, my God. You know, because I would have just, you know, sat there going, oh, God, 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 oh, God. Okay? Or, you know, just sitting there going, this is so cool. But no panel. So that's a little of a, you know. So anyway, definitely want to note that one. Now, before I name this other person that you should take some time to see, I'm going to play a little piece of music. I think it'll be pretty cool. You all should be able to figure out what its title is and what it's referencing.
Trying to
All right, so we just played a tractor called Silent Night, Deadly Night from the band Dead Evil. They're a really cool punk band out there. Little touch of metal thrown in, but really cool. And if you can figure that out and you have been following along with your New Jersey HorrorCon website and all the information on the guests, you might have figured out which person I am going to be talking about next. Well, that is Eric Freeman. Yes. Let's see here. He's going to be the Garbage Day in Costume photo op he's having there. Of course, he is from Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2. Now, it's really hard to get a movie poster or things on Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. If you've been fortunate enough to buy a Shout Factory one, you might have a poster through that. And again, if you want to get the box signed, the figurine, you got to be careful because it could smear easily. So be aware of that. I particularly have that. I also have, I have the one for part one, the original Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. So they're like, I'm looking way up on a 9-foot wall over here. They're way at the top. I don't even know how I got them all the way up there, actually. Yeah, they're sitting on top of an 18-inch Leatherface, and I think that's an 18-inch Annabelle. So, yeah, they're all the way up to the top, right next to an actual real metal, sharp as hell, stop sign. And I know people always look at me and go, Baron, why do you have a stop sign in your chamber of horrors there? It's easy. It's for Pugsley of the Addams Family, because let's face it, he was taking down the bridge out, railroad crossings, stop signs, and everything else to have accidents and such. So that's one of those pieces that I always keep a little part of it uncovered, if you would, so nothing blocks it. And people were like, you can put something. No, you can't. You got to keep that up there. So he is going to be there. So this is another wonderful opportunity there. Done. I know that somebody, and I really do hope that somebody does this too, has at least in their bag, okay, the Santa hat, if you would, okay? Have a Santa hat, you know, stand next to him. Now, if you're a person who does have the axe, that is very similar to the one that's used in the movie, and it's real, you can get that in to the con. However, this is very important. I kind of learned this, or seen it at least, from when the kid, the guy who played the kid in The Shining, Danny something. Anyway, somebody brought an axe. Okay, security will escort you through the room. All right, you have to keep the weapon in a box, a bag, something, so it doesn't tear through that. So it's got to be covered. No problems. They'll escort you through. You might have to wait a little bit because security is busy. You might have to wait. They will escort you to the area. They will be right on top of you the entire time. It's just security. Don't feel paranoid about it. Don't feel upset. They're not picking on you. Be honest. You've got something in your possession that can kill. People out there who are real life stalkers who behave and act a certain way in life. So you just have to be aware of what's going on. Okay. Now, having said that, like I said, you can get these things signed. You just, again, have to follow protocol. Once you get something like that signed, the security will escort you out of the room, or basically escort you to the door, the gate, the whatever it is, right? They're going to escort you there. From there, there may be hotel security that will escort you out of the building, or you might be a person that's staying there, and at that point, you could be escorted back to your room. There's a lot of different ways that could happen that way. But I want to let you know that, yes, you could bring in something like that to get signed, but you have to be aware of what will be the protocols. So if you're a person who say, let's say you got an axe, right? And you want him to sign the axe, fine. Probably signed a couple of these things in his life. And you have a car and you came down for the day. You're going to have to then put that stuff back in your car, lock it up, and then you can return to the floor. But you'll have to go through security again. Everybody, I think it is, has to go through some sort of security. I don't know about vendors. That's not my wheelhouse. But everybody else has to go through security. Okay? Now, don't be upset. They're going to ask you to open up your bag. Okay? You open it up. And if they ask you any questions, don't be an ass. Okay? Just answer them honestly. I'll give you a great example. Great example, right? Obviously, I go in with a fest bag. My fest bag is sitting right next to me. I haven't packed it yet because I'm not going just yet this minute. I will pack it probably tonight, have it ready for tomorrow. So, what goes in there? Well, my camera bag goes in there. I know a lot of people say, Baron, why do you take a camera? I mean, you just use your phone. Yeah, I know, but I like my camera. So, you know, leave me alone, right? I like my camera. That's it. I mean, I like getting the big, you know, 6000K kind of picture. And then I like to tweak it and all the other great stuff I can do to it. And I can have a lot of fun with it. But what happens is, you know, they'll say, okay, you know, put your stuff up on this table. No problem. Depending on what's going on, one guy will either put a wand down you, basically. He'll ask you to take off your hat. Take off your hat. No problem, right? You know, he's going to wand you all the way down. And he may have you turn around. You know, just... And he's always doing is just wanding you, man. I mean, it's not that hard. I've seen one guy get beaked, if you would. And he raised up his shirt, and you could tell. He was a serious Texan there. He had that big old belt buckle there. And you know, the guy's just looking at it, making sure it's just a belt buckle. There's nothing else there. And then you look in the bag. And the guy looked in my bag one time, and he's like, whoa, what are those silver things down there? Well, I was down the shore, okay, and I went to some eatery on the boardwalk. I don't remember which one it was. And I got a hoagie. And I took that hoagie back to my room, and I cut it up into little kind of bite sizes, if you would, right? And I wrapped tin foil around each one, which I brought with me, and I put the four pieces of sandwich down there. And someone says, what are those? And I go, ah, lunch and dinner. And they go, you're not going to, you're not breaking for dinner or lunch? I said, I'm down here. I got to cover everything I got to do in basically a day's time. So, yeah, that's lunch and dinner sitting in there. And they go, okay. Now, I'm going to say this too. People have already kind of asked me this a few times. Baron, COVID is out there. You're going to be touching things. Yes. And how do you plan to keep your hands clean enough to eat? Good question. Answer is very, very, very simple. I will have a moment somewhere where I could be in a film room for all I know, right? You know, watching one of the films for the film festival. Most likely, I will unwrap the tin foil, and the sandwich is inside the tin foil, right? So I carefully unwrap it, and then I just start eating my sandwich. Okay? Not too hard. I will also have several pairs of gloves. That way, you know, again, I can have everything. I have the gloves on. I don't have to worry. You know, the gloves are then able to, you know, hold different things. So I'm okay. I really do pack a lot into my bag, fest-wise, if you would. Sometimes when I have gone down to get other things signed, if I wasn't doing, say, a Friday night. I should explain this. When I do a con, I take the Friday night to kind of get myself oriented. I get with the groove, with the crowd. I really get into it, experience it. That's also the night I get everything pretty much signed if I can. And by doing that, I'm like, yay, I got it all signed. Great. When I've gone to cons other times where maybe I'm just popping in for the day, depending on cost and different things, I bring down two fest bags, two of these monsters, right? And at that point, it's like a crisscross. You got one on one shoulder, one on the other shoulder. One bag's holding all the stuff to get signed, and the other bag is holding all your gear. And at that point, again, security doesn't have a problem. Long as you unzip all the compartments, excuse me, and they can look inside the bag. So think about it this way. Unzip your bag before you go. Put a flashlight in there. Wind it back. If they got any questions, they're going to ask. What's that? They're not going to reach in your bag. Note that. They will not reach in your bag. They will ask you what that is. They want an honest answer. I would just stand there and go, oh, that's lunch. That's dinner. Great. Okay, we know what Baron is doing. That's a camera bag. Gotcha. Those are batteries. Gotcha. This is that. That's this. This compartment holds four different pens. Why? In case something happens to one of them. Here's the tablet. Okay, we know that too. You know, it's really easy. Just be honest and straight up. And because, look, security doesn't want to hear it. Now, security does confiscate a lot of knives, believe it or not. A lot of people bring knives. Don't know why. They're all bringing knives. There are some vendors that do sell knives. Now, here's the kicker for them. They're only going to give you your knife, usually at the end of the night. You got to come back with your receipt, and you get your knife, and there you go. I don't know, and I will be honest about this, I don't know what happens if, let's say, you're down there for a few hours, and then, I don't know, say the event's going to end at 11 o'clock, right, on Friday. But you're down there, and you're going to bug out at 9. Okay. I don't know how that works. You'll have to find that out on your own. So, just to be aware of that. All right. So, let's just note here for everybody that pretty much went through, I think, the entire guest list. Lloyd Kaufman won't be there. Trauma will be there. So, be aware of that. That's pretty important. And I think, what is his name? John Russo. Well, I noted him in the article that he was going to be there. I don't see his information anywhere on the site, so I'm taking that as he is not going to be there. This could be for scheduling conflicts, or it might be that, you know, with COVID and everything and Delta, and he may decide, you know what? Because of my age, I'm staying away. And that's his right. There you go. With that, we're going to play another piece of music here. We're going to talk about Saturday in detail. And we'll just get to that. So enjoy the next piece of music here. Yeah, so we started it off with The Bloodshots with the track Bad Moon Rising. Obviously a CCR cover track there. But hey, if you know your horror enough, you can associate that with a couple different werewolf movies out there. All right, so with that being said, let's talk about Saturday, the long day. If you can only attend one day to go to a con, it's easy. You go on Saturday. Why? Because it is, after all, the longest day. You're looking at a time of about 10 a.m. to somewhere around, figure after your award show, 8:30. And then you got like karaoke or you got other things you can do. So it is really a full packed day. That's the day that everything you can possibly imagine to do and have to get done can be accomplished. It's also a day that some stars might decide, for whatever reason, they cannot stay on Sunday. So they're going to bug out after Saturday. Now, I don't think anybody's doing that this year, but you have to be aware that it could happen, right? Okay, so with that being said, let's discuss the panels for Saturday. Again, panels are a great thing to do because you get a chance to ask a question to the stars. Don't feel embarrassed. They've heard every question possible. Well, maybe except for the ones I have picked out to ask them. Usually what I do as press, I will wait my turn to go to their table and ask them directly. You might decide in your infinite wisdom, hey, why don't you ask me the Q&A? Well, here's the reason. I let the Q&A be the Q&A for the fans. If I'm going up to the table, then I'm there in a different capacity and I'm asking a quick question. I take my time and I do that. Other times, I may be going up to the guest, paying my money, and just meeting the guest because I wanted to meet them. Okay, so here we go. At 12 noon, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter is Dead. So this is, again, we talked about the two stars. We've got Keith and Johanna. They're going to be there doing the panel. You stick around, then at 1 o'clock, we got Tom Arnold doing a solo panel. Then followed up at 2 p.m. is John O'Hurley, so be aware of that. At 3 p.m., it's Night of the Creeps. We've talked about the three people that will be involved in that. It'll be Jason, Alan, and Jill. So that's a cool one to do. I would recommend doing that one. It's going to be basically an hour long. Gives you still plenty of time to get to the award show that starts at 7 p.m. That way, if you think about it, you're going to go to the award show and you're going to be able to, well, quite simple, you're going to be able to do, get a good seat, see some movies, see what's going on. I definitely would recommend it. I'm trying to find that part. We'll find it in a minute and we'll come back to talking about the film festival so you guys are aware of it. Okay, let's see here. Then at 6 p.m., if you're interested, we've got the cosplay contest that's occurring. So that's something that I have gone to in the past. I don't always get to it. And people have asked me, Baron, why don't you get to it? The answer is very, very, very simple. Okay, you want the answer? I'll give you the answer. That's usually the time that I break for dinner. All right, I don't mean to do that, but I got to break for dinner, okay? I got to hit some spot to break for dinner, charge up the batteries for the big award show. It's important. It's what must be done. There's no other way of putting that. It's just something where people go, okay, I understand. Baron needs to get a little go-go juice in the tank, and that's just how it is. There's not much you can really do about it. And, hey, what else are you going to do, right? Now, so the award show goes off at 7 p.m. It's known as a red carpet event. It's going to be this time in the Bourbon Room. So when you're at the con, it's good to get familiar with what's going on. So if you're down there today, if you're checking in today, today would be the day you walk around. You know, get your feel for where's the bourbon room, where is this, where is that. Myself, like I said, I'm going down tomorrow. What I'll probably do is I will do my stuff at the event, and then I will walk around to make sure, okay, where's the Q&As being held? All right, where's the Film Fest room? We got the bourbon room for that. We have the two screening rooms for everything else. So one's the heart and soul room, and then there's the bourbon room for the two film festivals. So you want to kind of like go, all right, and I don't know where they are, so just deal with this. Let's say the bourbon room is to your left when you walked in. You got the check-in to your right, and you're thinking, all right, maybe that's to my left. I'm just thinking that because I think that's where the bourbon tower is over there. So I'm just thinking it must be in that direction. You got another one that's obviously on the second floor. Now, I called up the showboat because there were some questions about handicap accessibility. And this is what I was told. So be aware. I'm just relaying what the front desk told me after I waited 15 minutes to ask the question because I couldn't find it anywhere on the site. A lot of hotels require you to have a pass key to get to use the elevator. However, the pass key here is used to go from the third floor all the way up to the top. All right? Now, noting that. So, the attitude is that on the first floor to the second floor, you don't need a pass key. You just go into the elevator, hit the button for number two, and up you go. There are people who say, okay, well, couldn't you just take the escalator up? Sure, you could. How you getting down? If you're handicapped, if you're a person that has a neurological problem, coming down that very steep escalator, you might have a phobia of heights. You might have the inability to move quickly to get onto that escalator to go down. This is not a time for you to go, hey, let me try to overcome my fear. You go down, you're going to go down the entire thing. So a lot of people do go with, you know what, I want to go through, do the elevator. It's a little bit of a longer walk, so what? No big deal. You have that legal right to do that. And the hotel allows for you to go from the first floor to the second floor using an elevator because of, that's right, ADA, Americans Disability Act. Your wheelchair, you have a handicap. They cannot ask you what it is. They cannot ask you what's it about. Not allowed. Not allowed. There's no actual paperwork that someone must carry with them. You just go, hey, I prefer to use the elevator because of my personal reasons. And that's it. And you know, the front desk was very helpful in giving me that information. So that was very good. You just had to wait around for it. So, again, on Saturday, it's your long day. You should get down there 9 o'clock. Have your stuff ready. Get in line. I know it sucks to stand around there for basically an hour. Excuse me. But it's worth it. Maybe you're up front. Maybe you're the first one in line, okay? You're the first one in line. You know exactly what you got to do. You got your bag ready. Smart way to do this is to take the bag off your shoulder. Why wear out your shoulder a little bit more, right? Put your stuff down. Unzip the bag, okay? Unzip it. If you got a camera bag like I do, along with your fest bag, so you're going to have your fest bag, you're going to unzip the compartments, so not enough to where everything's going to fall the hell out of it, okay? You're going to have that. You set it down, and you open up the camera bag. Camera bags sometimes have little compartments. They're not really going to be looking at the little compartments, the big compartments, okay? Sometimes they will ask you to take out the camera so they can see what's under the camera. No problem. Don't give a problem. Make life easy because you give a problem, you're not getting in the con. So you store away your attitudes really fast. You get in, and then it's really just a matter of, if you haven't been there on Friday, it might be a small problem for you. You're trying to figure out where everything is. If you go down on Friday and you get the day of that crash course, so to speak, that's great. You know what you got to do. For somebody like me, I'm down there on the Saturday. I'm hitting panels. I'm circulating through the room. I'm talking to vendors. I'm getting group shots, large shots, you know, everything possible. I'm meeting with a couple of people I know. I don't really state who they are because I don't want people to always be like, there's Baron, right? I will most likely be wearing the Thing shirt. So, you know, some people can find me that way. It's always nice to be on the floor and somebody does yell out Baron Craze, whether it's just to get a fist bump, a picture, or, hey, you know, set up a future time to come on my show, or wanted to give me a film, a book, a CD of their band. I know a lot of people go, oh, that's, you know, that's unsolicited. And I go, I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about what the person is interested in. If they got a book. You wouldn't believe how many times I've gone to the cons, and I walk past authors, and we do have a couple more people to talk about. Just a few. It is really interesting, to say the least, okay? So we definitely like that. I think everybody does. You know, meeting people and talking with them is great. So, let me also talk about some other people that you do want to meet. Of course, Father Evil is going to be there. He's, I wouldn't say he's cosplay. He is just a man who wants to bless you in the name of all that's unholy. Then we've got Barbie, oh my, C-H-U-L-A, from, I guess, New York City. It's a good cosplayer and artist, really cool looking. So definitely, if you got a chance, get a photo, take a photo with them. They're really great. As for some authors, we've got Tammy Vreeland. That's V-R-E-E, Land. She's a horror author of, The Folks, Sea of Souls, and Class Reunion. So if you get a chance, stop by our table, talk with her, buy a book, support the authors. And then we got Neil Cohen. He's a horror author. He's done a lot of different things. So definitely, if you get a chance, stop by his table also, talk with him. He's got things like Zombie Democracy, Exit Zero, Business of the Dead. So there's a lot of there. So that wraps up all the guests for the show. I think you've been really satisfied with everything you got there. So if you're not, I don't know what else you want, right? I would say look forward to the November show. That's coming up then. But this show is not about that, so you'll have to wait. Otherwise, that's really the whole thing. It's to go down and have a great time. You're going to meet horror fans. Have a great discussion. Go with an open mind. Do not go with your blinders on, your, you know, earplugs in your ears. Don't do any of that. Go. And look, the award show is open to everybody. It's open to everybody. You got to pass your ticket for the day. You get to go to the event. I'm usually in the front row, clicking away, video, doing all my normal things. But go. Take the pictures. If you got some of the celebrities up there, guess what? This is the forum right then and there. You can take that picture. Okay? You get to take the pictures because they're there. All right? So, do that. Have a good time with it all. We're going to play a little closeout music here. Since we got somebody from the Pet Sematary, we've got the band Five Star Grave with Pet Sematary, the cover track of the Ramones. So, enjoy that as we roll out of here. And I hope to see you at the con. If you do, just shout out Baron Craze. And, hey, let's talk. I'm willing to meet with everybody. And I'm so pumped for this event. It's going to be great. You know, the New Jersey Horror Con is back staking its claim for the fans.